Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And the captain.
Live Saturday episode, by the way. You can, of course, join us. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to move on from the restaurant conversation, but the topic's always open. So if you're in the industry, feel free to give us a call. And, you know, whether you're an owner or you're a manager or just, you know, work in the bar or, you know, a waiter or whatever, waitress.
The tables have turned.
Server, I guess, is the politically correct term now for that.
That's my segue to how to not talk about restaurants anymore.
Anyway, you can call in about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. We're going to talk about Mr. Gox. No, not Mt. Gox, the original Bitcoin exchange that went right. Bad and, like, stole people's money, or I don't know what exactly happened there. Something bad happened with Mt. Gox. But a hamster has been named after. That is now Mr. Gox, G-O-X-X.
And what does Mr. Gox do, Ian?
Mr. Gox is a cryptocurrency trader. Not T-R-A-I-T-O-R, but trader, T-R-A-D-E-R. He makes cryptocurrency, buys and sells in his office when he wants to go into the office.
I understand his office is customized in some way, shape, or
form. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, it's
amazing.
No, it's actually not. It's not a maze.
Oh, wait, that'd be a mouse, not a hamster, sorry.
It is. I bet you could put a hamster in a maze if you wanted to. Here's the story. There's a lot of coverage of this. Businessinsider.com. This is a fun story. A hamster in Germany is redefining a random walk down Wall Street. Author Burton Malakiel's belief that a blindfolded monkey throwing darts at a stock ticker list in the newspaper could do just as good as a human investment professional. This hamster is live streamed.
Yes.
So you can tune in. I believe it's Twitch. He's got a Twitch feed. Named Mr. Gox has been independently trading a portfolio of various cryptocurrencies since June 12th. And so far, Gox's performance has been impressive. As of Friday, and this was written, I don't know, a week or two. No, it looks like a week ago.
Yeah.
So as of the last couple of weeks, the portfolio was up nearly 24% since its beginning in June, according to the Mr. Gox, it's at Mr. Gox Twitter feed, that documents his daily performance, along with every trade made by the hamster. Which, I mean, this is just brilliant, to take the time to set up, we'll tell you about his office here in a moment, to set up this office, to get it on video, to have Twitter posts go out every time Gox makes a trade, and it's all automated. There's not some guy sitting there, so we'll tell you more about how it works. It's incredible. When I found out about this, I'm like, all right, I got to follow this guy. I'm following this hamster.
Oh, have you been following since?
Yeah, I follow the hamster.
Okay.
I only found out about it in the last week, but it'll send out a message saying, Mr. Gox is in the office and is, you know, preparing to make trades or something like that. So if you want to, you can then tune into the Twitch feed and watch him live. It's amazing. So his caretaker built the Gox Box, a crypto-rigged office attached to his larger home that gives the hamster the ability to perform various exercises that then execute specific cryptocurrency trades. The hamster can enter the office whenever he wants to make the trades.
So like a whole bunch of people since COVID, they now also work from home.
Yeah, and so it's actually an office connected to his home, right? So he's got his little home or his home box or whatever, and if he wants to check into the office, he just goes into the office.
A lot of these work-from-home jobs require you to have a separate space, or at least a space
idea.
Where you can, like, close the door and keep your pets out.
Whether it's a requirement or not, it's a good idea for various different reasons. It's good to separate your work from your home life.
People have been turning weird spaces in their houses into these offices, right? Mm-hmm. Like the laundry room. You know,
sure.
That kind of thing. Or a walk-in closet. Nope, get rid of all that crap. I'm putting an office in here.
Makes sense. So how does he do it? Well, first he runs on the what's called intention wheel. to pick one of about 30 cryptocurrencies to trade.
They have one of those at a local bar here in Keene, except you spin the wheel and, like, whatever it is, that's the
drink.
That's the shot you get for, like, $5 or something.
Well, in this one, he runs on it, right? It's your typical hamster wheel that's hooked up to some sort of a device that once the wheel stops spinning, it picks a cryptocurrency. So then what does he do? Well, he can then run through one of two decision tunnels that either trigger a buy or sell trade of the chosen cryptocurrency. The top cryptos currently held by the hamster include Tron, Ripple's XRP, Cardano's ADA, and Ethereum. Gox's portfolio was funded with the European equivalent of $390. According to a report from Protos, Gox's unidentified caretaker and business partner told Protos that the trades the hamster makes are automatically set to 20 euro increments. Quote, there are plans to give Mr. Gox more control and let him intentionally pick his buy amount if the interest in his channel keeps growing.
Well, that's fantastic. Why didn't I think of this?
Mr. Gox has so far generated profits of 77 euros as of Friday afternoon. His portfolio hit a high of nearly $580 in mid-September when its performance was up nearly 50% in less than 3 months, according to performance data compiled by Protos. But since then, the recent crypto sell-off did put a dent in the hamster's profits. But profit is a profit, and Gox likely understands that. Quote, Mr. Gox is happy to see that some of his investments have finally paid off, according to the business partner. And then they have a graph here showing Mr. Gox versus the market, comparing NASDAQ 100, S&P 500, Berkshire, bank, and the actual price of Bitcoin, and they claim that Gox has gotten a better return.
I wonder if Mr. Gox has, like, T-shirts that he swag.
Yeah, there's got to be.
I'd get one.
There's got to be. People must be obsessed with this at this point, right? Like, this is a perfect internet story.
It is.
It's got the crypto element, it's got a cute little animal element, and live streaming video.
And it's got profit.
So far. Yeah, and now maybe he's profiting because, you know, he's just riding the market to some extent.
Or maybe he's a profit.
Because remember, you don't quote-unquote profit until you sell.
Right, that's right? What I mean. Maybe he's prophesizing. Maybe he is a profit.
Church
maybe
of
if
Mr.
you
Gox.
Follow Mr. Gox, you will do well. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if you want to follow the advice of a hamster, but I certainly
would be better than following the advice of a government.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't follow the advice of really anybody when it comes to cryptocurrency because I don't think anybody really knows what they're doing. I mean, I don't think that anyone really knows who the winners are going to be, why the things are going to win, when they win.
One of my feeds the other day had an article, and it said, such and such, who predicted the rise of the bubble and the top price of Bitcoin, predicts that Bitcoin will surpass $120,000 in October. Right? That's
great.
This month, right? And then the article right beneath it said, this guy, who has been in cryptocurrency for the last decade, predicts a continuing dip in Bitcoin is going to go down to like 25 grand or something. And I'm like, okay, now I know neither of these guys are worth listening
to. There's so many stories every day. If you look at like the crypto news sites out there, there's always stories about, there's this golden cross thing that predicts that the Bitcoin price is going to go up based on blah, blah, blah. Somebody looked at this pattern over here and this pattern. So it's like these people don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
How can anybody take this seriously?
It comes back to practical application for me. That's the reason I got, like, Bitcoin I got into because it was designed to be person-to-person.
Peer-to-peer electronic cash.
Electronic cash. And I got into Ethereum because I read the white paper and I thought,
wow,
it had a better use case.
Right, online programming.
Yeah, a thing in the sky that anybody could program.
Yeah.
Right, smart contracts, and all, which is really dumb programs, but whatever.
Yeah.
It could do, there were use cases for it. I could wrap my brain around different use cases. Oh, when these criteria are met, then this happens automatically, right? So you could program these things. Imagine inheritance automated. Right? Mm-hmm. Ethereum can make that happen through a series of smart contracts, right? An obituary is posted. All right, well, that triggers, these things to happen, and then, Bob gets his, 10,000 from his dad's inheritance or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. There's got to be a reason to get into to a cryptocurrency. It's something that you should understand yourself to some extent and not just rely on
somebody
else.
The rest of the market is all speculation, though, is really my point, right? So, I don't know, call me conservative when it comes to investments and stuff like that, but I don't really play the stock market, but if I did, I would be investing in things like toilet paper, consumables, right? You know, things that people use on an everyday basis that you know aren't going away anytime soon. And that's how you get your start. Then you get a little more risky once you start making money.
All right, the number here, if you want to join us, whether you want to talk about crypto or whatever is on your mind. By the way, Mr. Gox is currently in the office right now. 603-283-6160. You can join us. It's Free Talk.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
360. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about Mr. Gox, the crypto trading hamster. Gets on a hamster wheel, spins the wheel, chooses the cryptocurrency that he's going to either buy or sell, and then when he runs through one of two tunnels labeled buy and sell, you can watch it on the video feed on his Twitch channel, which, by the way, has 10 times the viewer count that Free Talk Live does.
The guy who owns the hamster should bring his new hamster to New Hampshire.
If he's a freedom lover.
If he's a freedom lover.
We don't know if that's the case, because you don't have to be a freedom lover to be in crypto.
Like that is a fact. You also don't have to be very smart, apparently. I keep reading, like...
To be into crypto, you mean?
Yeah, I keep reading, like...
And Paris Hilton's into it now.
Comments, you know, on, like, certain crypto pages or, you know, social media, whenever, you know, certain, like, Bitcoin.com will make posts and that kind of thing, or they'll have comments underneath their articles that they run, and, like, the ratio of... It used to be that only, like, the hardcore, I know everything there is to know about, you know, cryptocurrency people would post. And, like, that's gone the way of the dodo. Now it's anybody. Anybody could post. Any idiot.
Well, that's the way things go when they go mainstream, though, right? I mean, you know, oh, you sold out. Well, that's just way it, that's the way it goes. I mean, if you want something to become popular,
yes,
which everyone who's into crypto wants that to be the case, because they know that if it becomes popular, it's going to go up in value, likely. And so you get what you get, which is popular. You know, people who are into popular things, right? Paris Hilton showed up at the Bitcoin conference in Miami earlier this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe she's a real smart, shrewd lady, you know, behind the scenes or whatever, but she didn't act like, you know, she didn't act that way. But good for her. I think that's great, honestly, that people like that are getting into it. You got some major stars that are getting into it. Of course, Mike Tyson was into it years ago.
Yep.
Busta Rhymes now getting into to Bitcoin. Elon Musk, of course. So, you know, some of these people are fairly capable, talented individuals, and they have influence. So when these people are saying, hey, I just got into Bitcoin... A lot of their fans who, I mean, look, whether we want people to independently make decisions, which we certainly do, the reality is a lot of people are just followers, and they get into things because they see somebody that they respect getting into it.
What's funny to me, and by funny I mean interesting, or at least giving me a ray of hope in, you know, this dark world that we live in, is that banks and governments are busy trying to figure out what to do about cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, while they're busy doing that, trying to figure out what to do, cryptocurrency is not only going mainstream, but it's also being developed in such a way to develop around governments and banks.
Right. Like decentralized finance, for instance.
Correct.
Is one example of that. Yeah.
So, and growing in a phenomenal way. It is the hottest market you could possibly have as far as an innovative technology at this moment in time.
It's
a hot market.
And the reason for that is because whatever government regulations there are out there, and there are some in the world of money, they're four decades old or more than that. You know, these are ancient regulations that were designed around banks and designed with banking in mind. And crypto turns all that stuff on its head, and the government goons are like, they don't know what to do. They can barely understand cryptocurrency, let alone figure out how to regulate it.
My favorite one is about transporting cash across, like, international borders, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's some thing about, like, how you can't have over X amount of dollars in USD if you're, you know, going, you know, in a suitcase if you're traveling internationally or something. Yeah,
10,000.
Thank you. 10,000. And so...
This is not legal advice, by the way.
No,
that's just what I've heard.
But with cryptocurrency, you never really transport anything.
No.
All you have is data. You have a set of numbers, your keys.
Correct.
Right? Not your keys, not your money. You have your keys. That's all you have. And if you're planning on spending some crypto wherever your destination is internationally, you just wait until you get there to access your keys.
Correct. Yeah, you can have your wallet completely uninstalled from your device as you're crossing an international border. So even if they're digging through, you know, even if customs in whatever country you're going to. And
you don't even need to bring your phone.
No, that's true. That's true. You just have to have your key. And that can be in your brain, which they can't search yet at this point. So that's really important, Captain, because the money, if you will, or the cryptocurrency, is on the cloud.
It
doesn't exist in one specific location.
Right. It's not a physical thing that you put in your in your case and take with you, or your wallet,
it's
or your purse.
It's on what's called a blockchain, which is the technology that one of the technologies besides cryptography that makes cryptocurrency special. The blockchain is a decentralized, distributed ledger. And most of them are public. Some of them are private. But the big ones like Bitcoin are public ledgers.
Yes.
And your coins, the coins that you have based on the private key that you have, are on that ledger. And they are distributed amongst thousands of what are called nodes. So even if some government, it becomes really tyrannical. Let's say the U.S. government decides we're cracking down tomorrow, they're going to go arrest everybody that is still running a Bitcoin node, and so all the U.S.-based Bitcoin nodes shut down by some government influence or whatever. Well, there's still thousands of nodes in every other country on the planet, and as long as there's, you know, two of them or whatever, as long as there's a few of them, there's going to be Bitcoin. Now, the more the better, obviously, so thousands. I think the last time I looked, there were like 10,000 of them. So this is resilient. This is unhackable because it's cryptographically secure. It is untakedownable because it is geographically diverse and distributed, and your money is your value is safe in these cryptos. Now, some are safer than others. Bitcoin is the safest of all of them because it has, you know, the most nodes and the most mining power behind it. Others, like Bitcoin SV, for instance, earlier this year got hacked because somebody controlled more than 51% of the mining power and actually got to reorganize blocks and things like that, and it was a mess.
Yeah, that was
a mess. So you do need to do your due diligence and, you know, do some research before you get into a thing.
Well, and remember, BTC, the original Bitcoin, has been under attack since its inception by governments, by banks, by financial institutions, by hackers, by thieves, looters. You know, everybody who has, you know, greed in their eyes, that wants money for some reason, knows that Bitcoin is valuable.
Currently $47,200 worth per unit.
In the last couple of days, too. So, you know, this thing has been attacked by all governments, maybe not all, but certainly most of them, by a whole bunch of banks, a whole bunch of financial institutions. It's been under constant attack and still is, and yet it itself has never been hacked.
Yes,
the only hacks that have ever occurred, as far as Bitcoin is concerned, is people's accounts get hacked.
Yeah, exchanges have been hacked.
You get, what do they call it, social engineered.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right? Somebody puts a post on a, you know, on your social media and be like, hey, what was your favorite grade school teacher's name? And you tell them.
What's your mother's middle, or your mother's maiden name? Where were you born?
What city, what street did you grow up on? Or, you know, all this stuff, that, so they can try and guess your information to hack into your account. So that's the only way. And, like, social engineering, by the way, is the way your regular bank account gets hacked.
Yeah. And those, by the way, those hacks that you're talking about, the social engineering, only works against Bitcoin that's being held in centrally controlled corporations.
Yeah.
Because if you're holding your own keys, there's no way they don't even know you have it.
Yep.
They have no idea how much you have or in what wallet you have or what cryptos you have unless you tell them.
Yep.
The number 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live and bring up whatever's on your mind. The California school vaccine mandate, first of its kind in the United States.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A murderous rampage by a 39-year-old man in Central Florida left two people dead and a third who's not expected to survive in very critical condition. The Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says the two people killed were found dead in their Davenport home. They were a husband and wife, and neighbors had reported seeing that Runyon had been in the neighborhood, perhaps stopping by that same home before he came back and allegedly killed them.
Sean returned to the neighborhood, went into the house with a baseball bat and a knife, and he stabbed and beat people inside the residence.
The sheriff saying that it may have stemmed from an argument Runyon had with co-workers at work the day before. He was arrested a few hours after the bodies were found. They found him at a hospital. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Saturday saw this year's annual women's rally and march in Washington, D.C. They held the main event, but more than 600 other towns and cities nationwide also held their own rallies and marches after the Supreme Court recently failed to intervene with that Texas fetal heartbeat bill. It had women speaking out at the rallies across the nation about that bill, which bans almost all abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson joined demonstrators in Washington, D.C.
That abortion bans like Texas SB 8 are deeply unpopular, that they are out of step with the majority of the American public.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still today telling Democrats, quote, more time is needed to reach a compromise on both the big infrastructure bill, which had bipartisan agreement in the Senate, and the larger social infrastructure spending package, another one that President Biden has made a priority. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live, and the live Saturday episode of the program. The phones are open if you want to join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. California, one of the most oppressive places in the United States, is now going to be requiring students to be vaccinated for COVID-19, including at private schools. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is also here.
Of course, you can bring up what you want. And don't forget to check us out on the Odyssey channel that Free Talk Live is running. It's our number one, I would say, destination for video of the show. We are streaming video there. Of course, we're streaming on other platforms, too. But we can be taken down from those other platforms on an instant. I mean, anytime they drop of the hat, they can take us down.
Didn't we get taken down from one recently?
We've been taken down from YouTube a couple times with strikes.
I thought there was a new, like a place where we were streaming that I didn't even know we were streaming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Trovo took us
down. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
I don't think anyone ever watched that channel. Yeah. Of course, we don't get watched very much at all anyway because, I don't know. I think I was talking about this recently with somebody. It's like, why, you know, does Free Talk Live not get much as far as viewers? I think it's because we try to stay in both worlds. You know, we're like the old media because we're on the radio.
Yep.
And, of course, that means we've got commercial breaks. And people in new media, people in internet-consuming media, people like viewers or whatever, they're not used to that. They're not used to commercial breaks. One of the major complaints that I see in, like, the chats, it's like, oh, my God, you guys run so many commercials. Well, it's a radio show.
Right, yeah.
So,
and you know, you have to be of a certain age to appreciate the transition from traditional media to new media,
yeah,
you know, the internet media, so to speak.
We sort of have one foot in both, yeah, you know, areas, and that's good on to some extent because it means that we can, you know, be in both places. But it also means that our old, our new media has sort of bear the cross of being old media.
Yeah,
so it's hard to compete in that way. But I appreciate everybody out there listening and watching the show on, you know, various different platforms. Obviously, our favorite's Odyssey because it's built on Library, and Library, yeah, is an uncensorable protocol. It's not a platform.
Right.
Library is a protocol. It's a media sharing protocol. It's primarily used for video, but you can put other things up there. You can put a blog post up on Library. You can put, I presume you can put images there because I know you can do MP3s. So it's like, I think it's whatever media you want to put there.
Nice.
You can do that. So check out Library. The hardcore people that support freedom and blockchain and Library should go and get the actual Library desktop app at lbry.com, and then follow our channel, subscribe to Free Talk Live channel there. But if you just want to, like, you know, try it out and just subscribe to some video channels, Odyssey is the way to do that. Odyssey is their video streaming platform that's been built on top of the Library protocol, and you can find our channel over at video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. David is on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, using New Mexico politicians' government as an example of what your government does all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the latest in this, under Michelle Lujan Grisham, the Democrat governor of New Mexico, she had Cabinet Secretary Blalock with the CYFD, Children, Youth, Family Department, Child Protective, that deal. And he recently quit his job, as I'd informed you. And the reason he quit his job is because his wife got a job back home in California, you know, at McDonald's or something. And he's quitting his $156,000 a year salary job that he moved here special from California for 2 years ago to go and support her in her job at McDonald's or whatever it is. But suspiciously, you know, the guy was under investigation. In fact, several lawsuits had been filed and complaints in the various different parts of the government about the fact that he had made a sweetheart $45.9 million computer software contract with a friend of his wife's back home in California.
Mm, so that was kind of interesting. Surprise. Are you telling me that government agents involve themselves in nepotism?
Oh, of course not. No, I would never say that or imply it or anything. That's impossible. And so there was that, and then there was the other deal about any time that any of his underlings came in and tried to defend the taxpayer by saying, hey, this not only doesn't look right, it doesn't meet the law, this is actually illegal, then those guys got fired. There was like six of them, and they all got fired, and that was rather mysterious. And I think there's a Whistleblower Protection Act or something like that has something to do with that. And then there was one more thing that he did, too, that's what it was. He made all of their day-to-day working communication device. He used the Signal app, which is great for the rest of us, but we don't have secret governments in the U.S. and they were encrypting, and then after setting all communications to delete automatically after 24 hours, so that nobody could ever see.
Supposed to do that in government. So you're saying that this guy was being investigated for these things, and then all of a sudden skipped town because his quote unquote wife got a job somewhere else.
Yeah, but he didn't quit because of any of these allegations. He quit because his wife got a good job at McDonald's.
Right.
But there's a new thing. Now it turns out, in fact, and the way you can see this for yourself is all you do is Google CYFD and click the news button, and it all comes right up. And so all the things that I cited already had been in the news up until about 2 months ago, and then all of a sudden the news went completely dark, and you couldn't find any new news, except there's a new one.
Hmm.
It turns out, and one of the news sources of the four or five that you can find, one of them says that this cabinet secretary under Michelle Lujan Grisham actually lied about the statistics at CYFD. He claimed that child abuse in New Mexico was down, when now that he's gone, it's been determined that child abuse was not down. In fact, it was double.
Ooh.
Double what it had been. And so that leaves one wondering, how can a cabinet secretary under Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham say that when he's testifying to, I believe it was the legislature, he said that it was actually down when in fact it was double. How do you make that kind of a mistake?
You don't. What you do is you lie because well, there's no incentive for you to do the right thing when it comes to being employed.
And no punishment if you do the wrong thing in most cases. Thank you, David, for continuing to keep us up to date on the terrible corruption in your local governments, which, of course, is true across the country. He just gives us examples from New Mexico.
And I just want to reiterate that government, the organization, is based on immoral acts.
Yeah, based on threats of violence.
It is corruption.
Yep.
And so it can never be a force for good. It is antique, it is barbaric,
right?
And it shouldn't even exist.
Yeah, I got it. You're not going to get any disagreement from me. Let's go to Mike. He's in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Mike.
Hey, yeah, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Abortion, actually. Yeah,
oh, boy.
In Texas, yeah, they made it illegal. And I'm just kind of confused on that subject as far as the libertarian perspective. Does a woman have a right for the medical, you know, procedure, or does the fetus, which is a live human being, have a right?
I can't speak for libertarians in large, and I would never claim that that's a good idea to do so. I can only give you my opinion, Mike. My opinion is this. It is up to the individuals involved.
Yeah, I think that libertarians disagree on this particular issue because they tend to not agree as far as when life begins. I don't think anyone ever is going to agree on that point because everybody's got their own opinions and science is never in agreement on these matters. So ultimately the question becomes, what are you willing to do about it as a libertarian if you don't agree that abortion is just okay? If you think it's murder, what are you willing to do? And to me, the libertarian perspective should be that you leave people to make their own decisions for themselves. Now, some people think that it's okay because it's murder to put somebody in a jail cell, and then you've got a problem where you're now prohibiting abortion, and that is a very dangerous activity, and libertarians should know better than to prohibit a thing. So I understand that they feel some people feel very, very strongly about this issue, and Mike, thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. It's a tough issue, but ultimately, if people gather together who have a similar mindset about this, I think that will help solve this particular problem.
Yeah. Again, I'm a dude, so like, I'm not going to get an abortion myself. But yeah, if I'm involved with a lady and she gets to, you know, she wants to have one or doesn't want to have one, you know, that's between us, and it's none of anybody else's business.
That's how I feel about it. And I don't want to pay money for a crackdown on this. I don't want to put people who have abortions or give abortions into prison cells. If you don't like it, I would say move together with people that are against abortion and have yourself that.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elite have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Bring up anything you want, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
You've got a website, Captain Kickass.
I do.
Kickass.com.
It is.
And that's where people can download and play various different parody songs.
Yeah, you don't need a player or anything. You don't need to go, you know, you can just go to LordKickass.com, and there you will find my parodies, and at each song you can click play.
What's the newest parody up on there? Is it the COVID carols?
Still the Christmas one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming back. That's coming back.
Well, and
it's time.
I know I've told you that I only recorded and released one last year whenever I wrote them, but I did record the other two.
Oh, nice.
So I don't think I've said that on radio before today. So they will be available this holiday season.
Oh, so they're not out yet.
Right.
Yeah. Nice. All right.
I didn't post them up at all.
It'll be a Merry Christmas indeed.
They're there. So, you know, a little something for you to look forward to.
All right. Well, you'll have to announce it when the time is right. So check out LordKickass.com for more of Captain Kickass. Also, Captain, you're posting on occasion on our social media site, I've noticed.
I try.
Over at social.freetalklive.com. If you're not yet on that site, well, you should consider it. If you're still stuck on all those big tech media platforms like Facebook or Twitter, you know that they can kick you out anytime they want to. Somebody reports a post, and then all of a sudden your account and every post you've ever made is gone. Now, we run the social media server, social.freetalklive.com. It's Mastodon software. It means it's open source. It means it's federated. It means that you can join our server, or you can join another Mastodon. There's thousands of these Mastodon servers. If you've got the server creds, you can do it yourself. You know, spin up your own server, and then you can search for us on your server and still follow us. So you don't have to be on our server to follow our account.
That's the coolest thing about the federation part. It's like, it's great.
But if you do join social.freetalklive.com, if you join that server specifically, you will auto-follow the captain, me, Bonnie, some of the other co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. And if you don't want to follow us, you can just hit the unfollow button. You're good there. But it makes it easy to have a few different accounts that you're starting out with. It's a cool service. It's free. So go check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. All right. If you're still in California and you have kids, well, you just got another big reason to get your kids the hell out of government school and if you're freedom-loving, you've got a good reason to get out of California.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're still doing out there. But Gavin Newsom, you know that guy that was, there was a recall election and there was all this hubbub about Gavin Newsom could lose. He never had a chance of losing that election. And
I paid it no attention. Yeah. So
even if he did lose the election, California wouldn't change in any significant manner. But he didn't lose, and now he's doubling down on his COVID-19 crackdowns because he's got to, you know, now he's staying, so he's proven that he's running things over there.
He's like, ha ha, bitches.
Yeah.
You're stuck with me.
He actually said that. Ha ha, bitches, in front of the children at the school. That, no, I'm kidding.
He okay. Right. What? Really? That would have been great if he did.
No, but they put him at, he was at, like, he brought his little governor podium to some California school to give this announcement about this vaccine mandate that he's going to be shoving into people's arms there. According to the story at KCBS Radio, public and private school students at elementary and secondary schools are now going to be required to be vaccinated for in-person learning starting the academic term or semester following full approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration of the vaccine for their grade span, 7 through 12 and K through 6. So we're still waiting on that, which it's inevitable, of course, that it's going to happen.
This is the least, the non-risk group.
Yeah, that's right.
The non-risk group. No risk. Now, even though the risk is incredibly small to all of the other groups,
yep,
it's even smaller for school-age children. Even smaller. Like, so small that it's practically zero. So, what is the justification?
Total obedience.
Okay, but when government does a thing, they usually give some BS justification.
The BS is that the vaccine helps you. The BS is, if you get the vaccine, Captain, it'll help you if you actually do contract COVID. Because we all know that people have the vaccine still get COVID, because that's been shown clearly,
yes,
in the
and
evidence
they can still
out there.
Spread it.
And they can still go to the hospital for it. But the claim is, because this is all they have now, because they can't say the vaccine stops COVID, because it doesn't.
Nope.
Because that's, by the way, what vaccines are supposed to do. The original idea behind a vaccine was it provides immunity. Now they've actually literally changed the definition of vaccine in the dictionary,
yeah,
because of all of this. Like Merriam-Webster's dictionary changed it this year. So now all they actually have is to say, well, if you have the vaccine, it will help you if you get COVID. The symptoms will be lessened. You're less likely to go to the hospital if you catch COVID while you're vaccinated. Here's the thing. You don't know. There's no way to prove. You can't tell that that's a, yeah, true statement because you have no idea. You can't compare reality one to reality two. The, right, reality is where you didn't get the vaccine versus where you did get the vaccine. You can't compare COVID that you caught under reality one versus COVID that you would catch under reality two. So therefore, there's no real way to prove whether that statement is true. So it's pure faith. It's faith because all of this is religious. All of this is a new, crazy religion that is this sort of non-godly religion, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Ritual?
Yeah, well, it definitely has rituals.
Pageantry?
Non-religious things are, anyway, I'm forgetting the word for it. So
sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not your fault.
I don't think I know what you're searching for.
Secular.
Non-secular, yes.
That's the word, okay, I'm looking for. Let's go to your phones. Phone calls here. Caller, you're on the line. Hello, on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm from West Virginia. This is Bob again.
Thanks, Bob. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was going to talk about something else, but you cued me on something.
Sure.
When you said about children, for example. Now, according to the CDC and the WHO, what is it, in the United States, out of 73 million children under the age of 18, only 367 as of last month died from COVID, but it was also accompanied by other diseases as well.
Of course.
And then we have 800 plus people, children under the age of 18, 800 died from pneumonia.
Wow. And,
but yet we're not making a big thing about pneumonia now, are we?
Right.
Oh my God, all these people with pneumonia, what's going on here? We got to keep them home. Yeah, that sort of thing. And that's what really, it's comparisons. It's false comparisons that are making this all terrible.
Since you're looking at these numbers, keep an eye on the number of children that die, you know, from getting the actual vaccine itself.
Mm-hmm. Which is all the way underreported. Those numbers are underreported, by the way, and that's one of the things that Project Veritas came out with, 2 weeks ago, where they had a Department of Health and Human Services nurse come out and blow the whistle and do undercover video in the hospital in which she worked, where other nurses were saying, yeah, this is BS, we're not filling out the VAERS voluntary reporting system, we're being told not to, and or we're not doing it because it's just too much extra work. They're already burdened with too many patients to deal with because they're down on staff. And now they're firing even more of them. So they're not going to have time to fill out a half-hour-long form for every single vaccine-related issue.
Right. I was going to call you in regards to the ships, the floating warehouses full of Chinese goods in these, that are basking in the ports across America.
Yeah, I've been wanting to talk about this for the last few days. It's just one of those topics we didn't get on. There are two different systems.
There are two systems, and they're confounding the Chinese. The Chinese have a system whereby they take the Communist Party, sets up these councils in various locations in their country, and they create what's called three-year plans, five-year plans. And what they do is they allocate labor to these various plans. For example, you might have in CN China, which you do have, a mattress factory where they've allocated X amount of thousands of people to be shipped over there to live in these barrack situations.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do all the time is they make mattresses, comforters, pillows, sheets, and so forth. And they're on a five-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
So what they base their five-year plans and their three-year plans, like they might have a three-year plan for making basketballs for Americans, where they make, we need to make 20 million basketballs in 3 years because we know that they order X amount of basketballs every so often. So we're going to put that together, and we're going to ship all these people to this nice factory over here, and they're going to make nothing but basketballs. So right now they're in the middle of their three-year plans, their five-year plans, and they got all this labor allocated in these three-year plans and five-year plans.
Okay.
And what they did was they created all of these basketballs that are put on these ships that come to port in the United States, and they can't be offloaded because there's not enough people to offload them.
Well, I don't know how true that is. Thank you for the call. It's interesting that it wouldn't surprise me if it was that level of central control. I wish we had more time to get into it because I really wanted to talk about this 500,000 cargo units that's just sitting off the coast of California and now Savannah, Georgia. There's even more, and it's getting crazy out there. We'll see you tomorrow.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.